in the, you know, the most amazing story in the Old Testament pretty much is the Moses story. But I didn't understand why it was written, Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart. I couldn't understand why it would be written that way and why God would harden Pharaoh's heart. And when I asked about it, I was told I wasn't supposed to ask that question. You know, I was being disrespectful. And I thought, I have got to go somewhere where the scholars are speaking about how this is written, who wrote it, what is the information, so that I can make my own decisions about some of these things. So I went to seminary. I went to United Theological Seminary of the Twin Cities. I'm 12 credits short of getting a master's degree in theology of arts. I was going to go and get an MDiv and become a pastor, but once I got there, I realized that that really wasn't what I was called to do. And ultimately, I thought I was going to continue in this and become a pastor or care at a hospital or do something like that, but I got divorced and I was being pulled a million different ways, sole caretaker of two children, full-time working as a midwife, trying to still go to seminary. And so I prayed. I prayed about what I was supposed to do. And it had not entered my mind that I should stop seminary. But I actually woke up, woke up about 4 o'clock in the morning on this particular morning and heard a voice say, quit seminary. And so that day I called him and withdrew. It was a huge, wonderful experience to go in and see what the scholars are saying about how the book is written and who were the first theologians and what were the Christian theologians saying now versus then. And it was very interesting, but not as spirit-filled as I thought it would be. Much more academic, educational. And that has been what my experience with higher education has been anyway.